I decided to talk about Shabbos again. I said I had a few things to say about Shabbos last time. So last time we talked about one angle on Shabbos. Tonight we're going to talk about a different angle. Someone came over to me this week and asked me to please talk about Shabbos. And I realized it's talking this week's parasha. It says in Parashas Kedoshim, Ish imay ve'aviv tiro, yes Shabbosai say tishmayro. So I took it as a simon that we should talk about Shabbos. Mizmar Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. Every day has a mizmar. The first day is L'Hashem Ha'aretz U'Melayah. The second day is the L'Natzeach L'Vnei Koirach. Every single day has a mizmar. And Shabbos, the mizmar we say on Shabbos, is Mizmar Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. This is a fascinating thing. Because most of the time, the introduction to the Perek in Tehillim and what the Perek in Tehillim actually talks about are the same thing. So like if David HaMelech starts out and he's talking about what happened with Avshalom, so then the rest of the Mizmah will be about what happened with Avshalom. Here you have a unique thing, and it should really bother us every time we say it on Shabbos. Mizmah Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, and from there on the Mizmah has nothing to do with Shabbos. An amazing thing. What does Mizmah Shir L'Yom HaShabbos have to do with Shabbos? It's good to praise Hashem. I'm happy with your works. How great is your ma'asim, Hashem? You'll destroy the rishayim. That's true every day. Why is that unique about Shabbos? What's unique about Shabbos? And this is the only, we pointed out last time. This is the only mizmor. The mizmor of Yom Rishon doesn't say mizmor shel Yom Rishon, right? It just starts. We say Hayom Yom Rishon, but the mizmor itself in Tehillim doesn't start with mizmor shel Yom Rishon. But Shabbos starts. Mizmor, David HaMelech makes an announcement. Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. And that's it. From there on, he doesn't talk about Shabbos anymore. An incredible thing. Okay, let's go on to the next pasuk in Mizmor Shir. Toiv L'Hoydeis L'Hashem. It's good to thank Hashem. U'lezamer L'Shimcha Elyon. And to sing to your name. The Art Scrolia translates it, O Exalted One. Elyon, he's the High One. Tayv L'Hoydeis L'Hashem, U'lezamer L'Shimcha Elyon. It's interesting. We start off saying Tayv L'Hoydeis L'Hashem, we mention Hashem's name. We mention Hashem's name. It's good to thank you, Hashem. And then we say, U'lezamer L'Shimcha. And to sing to your name. You already mentioned Hashem's name. It's a funny thing. What's the binyan of this pasuk? How do you read this pasuk? And then we call Hashem in this pasuk Elyon, the Exalted One. Theoretically, we could end every pasuk in Tehillim with Elyon. Why is it dafka here that we end the pasuk with Elyon? Just searching for a little bit of a dikduk in this pasuk. What's the context of this pasuk? Says like this. Omar Rabba Bar Chinuna Saba Mishmei de Rav. Rabba Bar Chinuna, the elder, said in the name of Rav. Kol Shalei Omar Emes V'Yatzev Shachris. Anybody who didn't say Emes V'Yatzev in the morning, the Emes V'Emuna Arvis, and anyone who didn't say Emes V'Emuna, which we say at night, in the evening, by Ma'ariv, Lo Yotze Yidei Chayvase was not Yotze his mitzvah. He's not Yotze. What's the difference between Emes V'Yatziv and Emes V'Emunah? So Rashi says, Birkas Emes V'Yatziv is about the chesed that Hashem did with us, that He took us out of Mitzrayim and He split the sea and He brought us across. And Birkas Emes V'Emunah, that's what we say, that we talk about Hashem's chesed. So we're leading into Ezra's. Birkas Emes V'Emunah is about our emunah in Hashem, that even though things are tough, And things are difficult sometimes in Golos, in the darkness of Golos, but we have emunah that Hashem will take us out. Mi'avdus l'cheiros. So we say, Mi'adaritim lasam nashenu l'chayim, l'hadrichenu abama yisayuvenu. That's the difference between emes v'yatav and emes v'emunah. And if you don't say emes v'yatav in the morning and emes v'emunah in the afternoon, you're not mekayim. It doesn't even say what mitzvah you're not mekayim. What aren't you mekayim? It sounds to me like you're not mekayim the Kriya Shema. Because Kriya Shema has brachas before it and brachas after it. And the bracha after it is either emes v'yatav and emes v'emunah. And if you don't say emes v'yatav or emes v'emunah, you haven't fully fulfilled your chiyuv to say Kriya Shema. This is an inherent part of saying Kriya Shema. That in the morning when you finish Kriya Shema, you should say Emes V'yatzev, and in the afternoon when you finish, and in the evening when you finish Kriya Shema, you should say Emes V'emunah. Where do we know this from? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Lehagid ba'boker chazdecha ve'emunascha ba'leilis." To speak in the morning your kindness. That's Emes V'yatzev, the kindness of Hashem that He took us out of Mitzrayim, and so on and so forth. Ve'emunascha, that's emes ve'emunah, ba'leilis, at night. Where is this pasuk? La'agil v'leik chazdech ve'emunascha ba'leilis. It's the next pasuk in Mizmor Sheliyim HaShabbos. The next pasuk in Mizmor Sheliyim HaShabbos, after Tayyib Lo'edis L'Hashem, u'lezamer l'shem cha'elyoin, is la'agil v'leik chazdech ve'emunascha ba'leilis. So that's an interesting thing. We have a mizmor that's about Shabbos, and we don't know why it's about Shabbos, but it announces that it's about Shabbos. And in that mizmor that's about Shabbos is a chiyuv, there's a remez to a chiyuv to say emes v'yatzev every morning and emes v'emunah every evening. So we're going to try over the evening to first of all understand what this means, saying emes v'yatzev in the morning and emes v'emunah in the evening, and second of all to understand why the source of that chiyuv is in a mizmor that has to do with Shabbos. There's no coincidences in the Torah at all. And if in a certain pasuk we find a remez to a certain halacha, then it has something to do with the pasuk that it was said, or the context that it was said. Hashem didn't randomly throw remazim into the Torah in random places. Every single thing, dvarim gedolim einam b'mikra, there's no coincidences. If we have Lamasha, we have in this week's parasha, it says you should honor your, you should fear your father and mother, Yisha Yimai V'Avotiro, and the same pasuk it says, Eshtrab Seisai Tishmayro. So you find full, many, many places that Chazal explained, what's the connection between honoring your parents and keeping Shabbos? Many, many different Balaturim, Sefer Hasidim, the Gemara, Rishayim, what's the connection between the two? There's no haphazard, even in Parashas Kedoshim, where it seems so haphazard, so many different mitzvahs piled together, there's nothing haphazard. So if we have an emizmar of Shabbos, a chiyuv that has to do with emes v'emunah and emes v'yatzev, we have to know why does that chiyuv find its source in a mitzvah that has, in a mizmar that has to do with Shabbos. Okay, the Yalkut Shemayni brings a medrash in Tehillim on this mizmar, and the medrash says that it says everything about Shabbos is double. That's what the measure says. And it brings the punishment is double, and the schar is double, and there's many, many different things it says over there. It counts many different things that it says is double. But what concerns us tonight, the two things that it says that are nageya to us tonight, is that it says that shomar v'zachar is double, which we'll see what that means in a minute, and it says mitzvasa kafel, it says shomar v'zachar, and shirasa, the shir of Shabbos, the song of Shabbos is double. Because the song of Shabbos, I'll get back to Shomer Zachar in a minute. The song of Shabbos is doubled. Many mizmarim start with mizmar le David, or they can start with a shir. David, the mizmar of Shabbos starts with the double lashon of song. Mizmar is a song, and a shir is a song. So it's like song liyayim haShabbos. Mizmar shir liyayim haShabbos. It's doubled. A double mentioning of song in the beginning of the Mizmor of Shabbos. And the measure says that this is similar to Shomer v'Zachar. What's Shomer and Zachar? So we know that the Zachar Etziyam HaShabbos L'Kadshoy was said in the Luchas and Aseres HaDibros. Aseres HaDibros, Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe told Klal Yisrael, Zachar Etziyam HaShabbos L'Kadshoy, remember the day of Shabbos to make it Kaddish, to make it holy. In Bo'ez Chanon, where it repeats the Aseres HaDibros again, It says Shamar Asiyam HaShabbos. It says to watch, to keep Shabbos. Not to remember Shabbos, but to keep Shabbos. And this is a repetition of the thing, of what Hashem said to Moshe on Har Sinai. So which one did he say? Did he say Zachar or did he say Shamar? So Chazal answer, Gemara says, Zachar v'Shamar v'Dibur Echad. The answer is that Hashem said both. And this is something that a human being can't comprehend and can't even hear probably. But he said it exactly the same moment. He said Zachar and Shamar together. Zachar v'Shamar v'Dibur Echad. So that's also, that means the mitzvah of Shabbos was said double. I don't know of any other mitzvah that way. That the mitzvah was said, and two aspects of it, a zachar and a shamar, at the same time is double, it was given double, like Lecha Mishnah. So the Medrash says, zachar v'shamar is double, and the song of Shabbos is also double. Now all of this seems very, very cryptic. Maybe very poetic, but it's also very, very cryptic. What does it mean that the mitzvah is double? What does it mean that the song is double? What is Chazal trying to tell us here? There must be a message here, an underlying message about what Shabbos is all about that we have to understand. And the fifth question is really included in the fourth, is Shamar v'Zachar b'Dibur Echad, why include them b'Dibur Echad? Okay, the word Shamar v'Zachar b'Dibur Echad we say every Friday night. In L'Chadaydi we say Shamar v'Zachar b'Dibur Echad. Hishmiyanu keil hamiyuchad, Hashem echad, Ushmay echad, L'shem ul'seferes v'lesila. We sing every Friday night. It's a mistake that we make. We think sometimes that the words of Kabbal Shabbos are there to give us an excuse to sing a song. But it's not that way. The song is what happens when you sing these, when you say these words. These words are so musical if we understand them. There's such a melody to them that you have to sing them in song. It's not like we were just, you know, we want to sing, so we found some words to fit. Like someone has a tune and we found some words to fit in. It's not that way. So Shamar v'Zachar b'Dibur Echad. Shamar and Zachar were said with one Dibur. Hishmiyanu keil hamiyuchad. Hashem, who's Echad, said this. Hashem Echad, Hashem is one. Ushmay Echad, and his name is one. L'shem u'seferes v'lesila, that goes back on the Hishmiyanu, Mepharshim say, that he told this to us with well-known, L'shem was like Mefursim, the gully, well-known, l'seferes, with glory, l'sehila, and with praise. Hashem announced to us this Shamar v'Zachar. What are we saying? We just like every miyuchad, echad, echad. What are we saying here? This song has to make sense. Shamar v'Zachar b'dibur echad. Hishmiyanu keilam yuchad. Hashem, who's one, told us. So what does that have to do with anything? And then we just go like, seem off on a tangent. Oh, while I mentioned one, Hashem echad, Ushmay echad, Hashem is one, his name is one. This is not Edgar Allan Poe. You know, this is a. This has to read, make sense, very in a very, very deep level. Okay, so there's a fascinating Ramban in Parshas Yisro that we'll start with. Ramban brings this inyan, Zachar v'Shamar v'Dibur Echad, and he explains this very, very good pshat first. Very, very good pshat. He says, first of all, what's the Gemara's kasha? What's the Gemara's kasha that says Zachar over here and Shamar over here? He says, if you look through the Aseres Adibus, you'll see there are many discrepancies between the two. There are many differences. So why does the Gemara specifically ask on Zachar v'Shamar? And he says, and this is a very, very important thing to remember, Zachar is a mitzvah saseh, a positive commandment, mitzvah saseh. Zachar is all the pa'ulais that we have to do on Shabbos. All the do's of Shabbos are in Zachar. Kiddush, Einik Shabbos, all the do's of Shabbos are in Zachar. All the don'ts of Shabbos are in Shamar. Shamar means to watch yourself. Watch yourself. We have a rule that whenever it says Yishamar pen v'al, whenever it has the word Shamar, it's a lois asay. It's a negative commandment, a lois asay. So Zachar is a mitzvah asay. Shamar is a mitzvah lois asay. Those are two opposite things. two separate, totally different things. It's not just another way of saying it. Shomer as Yom HaShabbos L'Kashrei is not just another way of saying Zachar as Yom HaShabbos L'Kashrei. It's a different concept. Zachar are the positive things. Shomer are the negative things. So if you, when you're saying over in Parshas Devarim, for whatever reason, you're saying it over a little bit differently, but in all the other things, it's because you're saying over the main idea the same way. There are a few words off here and there. And there must be a reason for it. But the Gemara doesn't ask from that. Because the main idea that's communicated is the same. Over here, the main idea that's communicated is different. In Parshas Yisroel, we have that Hashem said in the Aseret HaDibros, a do. And in Parshas Rosh Chodesh, we have that Hashem said in the Aseret HaDibros, a don't. It's a different idea. That's the kasha. And the answer, the Gemara says, Shomer v'zachar b'dibur echad. They were said at the same time, which we'll see soon what that means. The Ramban here says something else over here about Zachar and Shamar and Tiyasayit about all mitzvahs Haseh and all mitzvahs Lais Haseh. He says, we know that there are two ways to serve Hashem. We serve Hashem out of Ava, out of love, and we serve Hashem out of Yira, out of awe. Those are two things. Someone who's Oved Hashem but Ava, someone who's Oved is Ava Hashem, and is Yira Shemayim. We have Yohafta Es Hashem Aleikecha, to love Hashem, and we have Es Hashem Aleikecha Tira, to have awe from Hashem. So he says like this. He says, usually, when someone does something that his master says to do, he does it out of love. When someone holds himself back from doing something his master said not to do, there it's out of awe. That's what he says. And this, anybody who reads this, you know, has trouble with this. There are various pirushim that are given. We're going to go with one mahalach tonight. Anytime, let's say a father and son, we can relate to that a little bit better. Your father tells his son, do such and such, and don't do such and such. So according to the Ramban, when the son is mekayim what his father said to do, he's doing it out of love for his father. And when he doesn't go in the street or spend money or any whatever other things that the father says not to do, he's doing that out of awe from his father. Is that really true? Is that really true? Many times we do what we're supposed to do, also out of awe, because we feel like we have to. Because there's an einish, because there's a punishment from Hashem, or because we realize the greatness of Hashem. Many times people can do also out of awe, out of yira. And many times a person could not do out of love. I love my father, so I don't want to disappoint him. I don't want to be disappointed. It's in Yisrael on the Pasuk, it was on the same Hashem. Many times, if someone is in a yeshiva, he doesn't do something that his rabbi said not to do. Because he loves his rabbi, not because he's scared of his rabbi. He doesn't want his rabbi to be disappointed in him. So what does the Ramban mean? That when I do something and I say, that draws its strength from the midah called Ava, love. And when I withhold myself, when I hold myself back from doing something, that's the midah of yira. What does that mean? Just agav, before we say what it means, just let you see that it's true. It's an interesting thing I noticed today when I was preparing the chavura, that whenever we find that that both times where it says in the Torah, Shabsaisai Tishmoyer, one of them being in this week's parasha, where it says to keep Shabbos, it has the word Yira in that pasuk. In this week's parasha, in Kedoshim, Ish imoy ve'aviv tiro, a person should have awe from his father and mother, the Es Shabsaisai Tishmoyer. That's very good, according to their mind. If the whole Shmira of Shabbos draws its strength from Yira, so then the whole pasuk is talking about the same concept. The other one is the end of Parashas Behar. It says, Es Shabsaisai Tishmeru, Ve'es Mikadashi Tiro'u. It says, you should keep my Shabbos, and you should have awe from my Beis HaMikdash. So again, you find that when we have the word Shmiras Shabbos, not Tzchiras Shabbos or Kedushas Shabbos, but we have specifically Shmiras Shabbos, Shomer, we have mention of Yira in the same pasuk. It's a very good right to the Ramban.
Yisrael.
Ah, right.
Yisrael
said Shomer. In Vashan, it says Shomer. I'm not saying that every time it says Shomer, it's Yira. I'm just saying that the two places where it says Shabbos, it's mentioned Yira. Shabbos,
isn't
there
the Tehillim?
That's Mikdashi Tiro? Alright, we'll look at that after. Okay.
I'm saying by Shabbos, by Shomer, you have a nice hand, I can say that.
Alright, that's not about my point. Okay, so a very large part of what I'm saying is based on one maimer in Pachad Yitzchak. The other things are gathered from other places, but the bulk of what I'm saying is from Pachad Yitzchak, Pesach, Maimer, Nun Dalet. And he discusses a very, very, very fascinating thing. Very fascinating. By itself, it stands on its own as a very, very fascinating thing. He says there's a... He calls it a very bad name. I don't know exactly what the name is. He says, is a toz garua ma'oid. That's what he says. There's a chair here. Is a toz garua ma'oid. A very lowly mistake. A very bad mistake, he says. Has been made, and he says, been made it's been made, has been blamed on big people, he says. He says like this. We know that all the midas, the good midas that we're supposed to have, and the way we serve Hashem, is because we're supposed to try to be like Hashem. I should be like Hashem. The Gemara says, Mahu Rachum, just like Hashem is compassionate, Avato Rachum, you should also be compassionate. And so on and so forth. Mahu Chanun, Avato Chanun. Just like Hashem is MS, we also try to be MS. Just like Hashem accepts tshuva, we also accept when someone asks us mechila. Just like, and so on and so forth. All the midas that we have, we do because Hashem does them. Some people say that there's an exception to this rule. And the exception to this rule is Yiras Shemayim, fear of Hashem. We don't fear Hashem because Chas V'Shalom, Hashem fears anything. Hashem is fearless. Hashem has nothing to fear. He's the Baal of us, of the whole world. What does Hashem have to fear? So when I'm doing Yiras Shemayim, am I reflecting something that Hashem is doing? No. In every other midah, I could be reflecting something that Hashem is doing. But in Yiras Shemayim, how am I reflecting something that Hashem is doing? So they say there's an exception to the rule. He quotes here from a certain sefer that he says is not right. He says there's one thing, Ach achasi asher Hashem derish meitanu. There's one thing Hashem demands of us, which is not by Hashem. V'hi ha-yira. Ki etzlo yizborach lo yitu or yira chas v'shalom. Because there's no such a thing as yira by Hashem. And Chutna says, this is a big mistake. And what could be the mistake? He says, there's no fear by Hashem. That seems right. So he says like this. So we have to understand what Ava and Yira, what they are. And he says, in order to understand what that is, we have to look not just at the surface of Ava and Yira, but at the Kaychas HaNefesh, the midas in a person that activate Ava, or that activate Yira, or that are activated by Ava, I should say, and are activated by Yira. Ava is love. When someone's overwhelmed with love for someone, or for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that creates a desire to connect with them, and to give to them, hispashtus, to spread out, to give, to reach out. That's what the need of Ava, that's what it activates in a person. Inevitably, when a person feels Ava, when a person feels love, he feels that desire. There's a Rav Dessler, famous Rav Dessler, says that the word Ava has in it the word Hav, which means to give. Ava is giving. Hispashtus. Shefa. That comes from Ava. Yira creates an opposite feeling. When someone has awe, he holds back. The midah inside of him that's activated by Yira is to hold back, is to draw limits, is not to reach out, not to connect, but to realize I'm smaller over here. When someone has Yira from someone, he's smaller. He's a subordinate. And when you have a boss and you have someone who's lower than him, there's a certain Yira. That's what draws the line. His line's drawn. That's Yira. Ava is the connection, and Yira is, don't come so close. We have Yiras Shemayim. That's our awe from Hashem. That means that it's those halachas that say that we shouldn't eat in a base medrash, for example. Hold back. act a certain way. We shouldn't, you know, all these different things, all these different halachas about how to walk in the Beis HaMikdash, don't walk with shoes, and all the limits. And it's true in relationships with people also. Someone who a person has awe from, he's not very demonstrative with him. That's the word I'm looking for. He's not connecting and reaching out and giving to him. People aren't giving to people they have awe from unless it's bribery or something like that. But just to be giving out of the goodness of his heart, that's not the feeling that's activated. The feeling that's activated is what's called in Hebrew hiskavtsus. Drawing close, drawing, his counsel is also used like shriveling, like pulling in. That's the midah that it's pale in the nefesh of a person. So if you look at it that way, the partner says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that also. The drawing lines, the holding back. And that's a midah, for example, one of the names of Hashem is Shakai, Shin Dalad Yud. And Chazal explained that shem means that Hashem was Omar le'olam ayidai. He told his world, stop. That's a stopping of giving, of doing, of connecting. Stop. He says that's where you find Yira by Hashem. Yira by Hashem is where Hashem draws the line, where Hashem stops. And unfortunately, sometimes it's not such a sweet pill for us to swallow. Sometimes Hashem is giving and giving and giving, and then He stops. That's Hashem drawing limits. That's Hashem. It's not a fear from Hashem. From Hashem, this midah doesn't come from the way we know Yira. But the midah that Yira activates in us also exists by Hashem. The drawing back, stepping back. Sometimes a Rebbe will decide that Lagabi, a certain Talmud, he's going to take a step back. He's going to take a step back. He's going to phase himself out a little bit. For whatever reason, it might be for the good of the Talmud, to give him a little more independence, to let him, whatever the reasons might be. That's a midah. It doesn't come from Yira. The Rebbe's not afraid of the Talmud, but a little bit, it activates that type of kayach inside of him of holding back. He says, now we understand the Ramban. The mitzvah saseh, which is a mitzvah of doing, of connecting with Hashem, of drawing close to Hashem, that comes from the midah of Ava. Of course, mitzvah leis saseh also could be from Ava. And mitzvah saseh could also be from Yira. But the point is that a mitzvah which is being demonstrative, which is connecting to Hashem, it's doing that action of bringing myself close to Hashem, that relates to the feelings that are activated by Ava. Loisa say, don't wear shatness. When I don't wear shatness, I'm obeying Hashem. I'm withholding from something because Hashem told me. When I don't walk in with shoes into the Beis HaMikdash, I'm respecting the greatness of Hashem. I'm not doing because of Hashem. The Loisa say comes from Yira. Okay, that's the Hakadama. We'll get to Shabbos in another minute. But this alone is an incredible, incredible deep shot in the Ramban, and it's a very important thing to remember. It comes up very, we'll see maybe over the next few months a few more times, but it comes up very, very often. It's understanding that just like we have Ava and we have Yira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his own way also has Ava and Yira. And when he's connecting and giving and being and making himself apparent in the world, there's the Ava of Hashem. And when Hashem is drawing back and hiding himself, And taking a step back, that's when you have Yira Kaviyachol Mitzad Hashem. Okay. Gemara says that we know, it's brought in Halacha also, that something very, very good happens to a person. A person has a baby. A person gets a big Yerusha, it says. Then to thank Hashem for that good fortune, he makes a bracha called, so that goes Hatoiv Hametiv. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Hatoiv, that Hashem is good, Hametiv, and that He bestows goodness. Hatoiv Hametiv. If Chas V'Shalom something bad happens, the most common example that we know of is if someone's nifter in someone's family, or if a big gadol is nifter, if a big tzaddik is nifter. Or if a Sefer Torah is burned, it says certain terrible tzaras that happen, chalila. So then we say, a bracha, dayan ha'emes. that Hashem is the true Dayan, even if we don't understand His ways, we're makir, we have emuna that Hashem knows what He's doing. So now that represents the fact that there's two brachas, represents the fact that Hashem has two ways of behaving towards us in this world. He behaves with us in a way that He reveals His goodness to us, and sometimes He behaves to us in a way that we don't see His goodness. When something bad happens, when someone goes through a hard time, he's not seeing at that moment Hashem's goodness in that way. Zakti Gemara, Lasid Lavai, after Mashiach comes, after Lasid Lavai, then there's not going to be two brachas anymore. After the Golus is over, and after Lasid Lavai, there's only going to be, on everything that happens, there's going to be a Taiva Hametiv. The two brachas becoming one bracha represents a concept that's a tremendous chizuk and a very, very important thing. And that is that we're not going to have any more Lasid Lavai, Hashem acting in two ways. There's only going to be one way. And what that means is, it's not that Hashem is going to change. It's that we're going to change. Because the reality is that every single thing that Hashem does is the greatest good. Everything, kol ma de'ovid rachmano v'tav ovid, everything Hashem does is the greatest good. Being that we're in Golus, being that we're in Olam Hazeh, our minds aren't fully able to comprehend the goodness in everything Hashem does. We're limited. And at times we just don't see goodness. Hashem appears to us to have two different sides to Him. That's what it appears. It appears He has the Toiv side of Him, and He has the Ra side of Him. Sometimes He bestows goodness, and sometimes He bestows something other than goodness. Lasid Lavai, it's going to become clear to us that Hashem only really has one Hanhaga. Hashem is only made up of good. And everything that Hashem does is only good. And that will become, and will become clear, l'mafreya, retroactively, it will become clear, and everything that happened, and everything that we suffered, and everything that we went through, we'll suddenly see, oh, that was the greatest good. There were no two ways. It was only one way. This is what we say in the end of Oz Yashir. Bayoimahu, on that day, after Ba'olam Hashem Aratiyan Lishpat Eshar Esav, after the day of the Esav will be destroyed, the Eitzhar will be destroyed, Ba'isa Lashem Amalucha, we say, Vahoya Hashem Lamelech Al Kal Ha'aretz, Hashem will be the king over the whole world. Bayoimahu Yiye, on that day will be Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, Ushma Echad, and His name is one. That oneness, Hashem, like the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, the Gemara is on answering this question. The Gemara says, now Hashem is not one? On that day Hashem will be one, now He's not one? So the Gemara, no. On that day, it will become clear to us that there's no two ways. Hashem doesn't have two sides. Hashem doesn't have two sides of His personality, Kaviyachal. There's just one Hashem. And we were the ones that were blind to recognizing the great goodness of Hashem. That's by Yom Ahuyi Hashem Echad Ushma Echad. There's another pasuk that we say twice a day that's also explained this way. And that's Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What do we mean by that? So we know that Hashem, the Yudkei Vavkei, the Shem Hashem Yudkei Vavkei, is associated with Hashem's Midah of Chesed, of Rachmanis, of compassion and kindness. We know that the name Elokim, all over, Elokim, is associated with Hashem's Midah of Din. Midah of Din, which sometimes brings punishment and difficulties. So that's what we say twice a day. Shema Yisrael, we call out, listen Klal Yisrael, we call out to Klal Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem, right now there's two parts to Hashem. There's Hashem, and there's Elokeinu. There's the Chesed, and there's the Din. There's the compassion and there's kindness, and there's also other things that we get sometimes. Hashem Echad. That Hashem is really one. It's really one Hanhaga. It's really Hashem Echad. There really isn't a Hashem and an Elokim. In reality, it's really all one Hashem. Hashem Echad. Rav Utner brings somewhere, in the thing in Rosh Hashanah and Pachad Yitzchak, that that's why we cover our eyes when we say Shema. We cover our eyes as if to show that what we're saying now, that Hashem and Elokim is really Hashem Echad, is not something that we can comprehend from this world. It's not something, this world is the opposite of that. This world we see Hashem and Elokim. Now I'm announcing Hashem Elokeinu, no. The reality is Hashem Echad. That's not something that we can comprehend in Olam Hazeh, so we cover our eyes. I saw Ksav Sefer, I think I once mentioned a couple of years ago, that he says it in a very, very, very nice, in one of the first psukim in the Torah. He says, it says, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boiker, and it was evening, and it was morning, Yoim Echad, one day. So he says, Erev represents, as we know, evening, night, represents darkness, bitterness, galus, pain, is represented by night. In every language, night represents evil. Boiker, morning, represents joy, happiness, simcha, yeshua. Is vayhi erev, vayhi boiker. The night, the difficulties, the morning, the goodness, yoim echad, it's one day. It's really all one day. It's really all good. All type. And so far everybody, now I'll ask Shmuel if it's true in Russian also. I've been through a few languages already. In every language that so far that I've come across, you have night and day, but the totality of a 24-hour period is called day. Is that true?
Say it again, what's the question? Day is day.
I say 2 days ago. I don't say two, right? No, I say in another 3 days. Another 3 days, and 3 nights.
All right,
but when you say another 3 days, that's the way you refer to a 24-hour period. It's true in Russian also. So it's true in Hebrew, it's true in English, it's true in Spanish. I think a couple of other languages. As I've said it over, I always ask whatever people know foreign languages in the room. So far it's true in every language.
French.
And French is true?
German.
Every language. It's an amazing thing, you realize, it's an amazing thing. A lesson penetrated all languages. Night and day is really day. It's really all day. It's really all Hashem is really Tov. Night and day is really day. It's an incredible thing. When I was in New York for Pesach, so I heard two or three times I heard Rav Shechter speak. And he spoke about this Gemara. Every time I heard him speak, he mentioned this Gemara. About HaTov HaMeitiv and Dayan HaEmes. And he was making a certain point very, very, very strongly, and Paka made its impression on me. He finally got through to me. He made its impression. He was talking about this Gemara that Law said, Lovey, we're going to understand, and we're going to perceive how the goodness and the evil are really all manifestations of goodness. We're going to understand that. And he was trying to explain that it's not like we're going to figure out some mystery that we didn't know now, some new piece of knowledge. Or it's not that Hashem is going to change the way he acts, because we're going to even understand retroactively. He said that our mind, the way we understand things, is not an objective thing. This is what I'm about to say now, is not the way the entire world, the Goyish world, understands human intelligence. The Goyish world, and it's obvious the reasons for it, understands human intelligence to be an objective thing. It's an objective, a human being, an intelligent person, could objectively understand certain things. So for example, if I understand that 2 plus 2 equals 4, so then 2 plus 2 equals 4. That's the fact. What am I getting at? Rav Aaron said, I thought it was such a strong point. He said, Hashem created our minds, and our way of thinking, and our ability to comprehend, and the way that we perceive things, just like he created this table. If Hashem had wanted to create a world where 2 plus 2 equals 3, he could have done that also. It's not an objective truth. It's also part of Hashem's world. The only thing that's true is Hashem. Everything else is Hashem created a system of numbers. Hashem created the laws of physics. Hashem created a seder of mathematics. That's all a nivra of Hashem. And Hashem created a mind that understands those systems in those ways. When Mashiach comes, the people will say, how could it be the Holocaust? How will I possibly see that that's good? There's good reasons, good outcomes, but 6 million people died. However you put the equation, 6 million people died. That's right. Our minds right now are not capable. We don't have the kalim for it. It's not capable of comprehending this thing. It's like trying to teach a cow to do math. It just doesn't have the capabilities. It just can't think on that level to be able to understand it that way. Hashem has to rework our mind to be able to understand the truth of what Hashem is. And the way our mind is now, we can't understand it. We can't. We see good and we see bad. That's what we see. We have an emunah that it's all good. We're connected to it in our faith, in our emunah. But in our understanding, we can't understand it. Sometimes we see a good outcome. Sometimes maybe it's even worth it. Sometimes we see that something bad happened and it was worth it. But that the bad itself should be good, we don't see it. We just can't see it. That's what's going to change. It says the Chazal bring and the Pesukim say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring new das to the world. Umalaha Aretz Deya, the world will be filled with knowledge and new levels of understanding. There's something called Tairasei Shal Mashiach in Chazal. They talk about the Torah that we're going to learn. B'maisa Mashiach is going to be like a higher level of Torah. It says Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitze. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, there's going to be a new Torah. New Torah? There's going to be a new Torah? We believe that there's not going to be a new Torah. So Chas V'Shalom, it doesn't mean there's going to be a new Torah. It means that it will acquire a newness, because we will, our ability to comprehend it will deepen and broaden and so change that it will be like a whole new take on things. It's like we'll just open up new worlds of understanding in the same Torah. Okay. So that's Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Two Hanagas in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, we discover how it's really all one. Okay, Shabbos, finally. Shabbos, we know every single week we get a little mushel, a little taste of Olam Haba. Shabbos, Me'en Olam Haba, Yom Shabbos Menucha. Shabbos, we get a taste of Olam Haba. We work on Friday. Misha Tarach Be'erev Shabbos, Yechal B'Shabbos. We work on Friday, we hurry up, we do everything we have to do, and then we have our food ready for Shabbos. If we don't work on Friday, then we're not ready for Shabbos. Right? Someone who works on Erev Shabbos, he's ready to eat on Shabbos. If you don't work on Erev Shabbos, then you have nothing to eat on Shabbos. And that's a mashal to us. And this world is Erev Shabbos. This world is an Erev Shabbos world. We have to do our work. We have to accomplish our accomplishments. We have to put the challenge on the fire. We have to set, you know, in our whole life, we have to set up all our food and our mazon and our whole world. We have to set up for Shabbos, for Asad Lovey. That's a big matan. Shabbos is a very, very big present. Shabbos is a day that we could taste. Hashem puts us on a madrega, that we could taste a little bit what it means to be makabel schar, and that's why this einig on Shabbos is an aim to enjoy Shabbos. We enjoy Shabbos because it's just a me'ein, it's a taste of what it means eventually, la'asad lovei, to be able to get the schar and the reward for everything that we did in this world. And the mashal again is Misha Tarach be'erev Shabbos, Yechal b'Shabbos. So that means that Shabbos is a day that we're a little bit closer to the revelation of how Hatova Hametiv and Dayan HaEmes are really all Hatova Hametiv. That's it. At least in our emuna of it, in our ability to focus on it. Shabbos is a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a special Siyata Dishmaya, a special Matana, a special closeness to Him, that with that closeness we're able to taste a little bit better. We're a few steps closer on Shabbos to being able to comprehend that the Tova HaMeitiv in the world and the Dayan HaEmes in the world is really all HaTova HaMeitiv. I saw this morning that I was brought in Sfarim, and I worked it out, I spent time this morning working it out, that the word Shabsoisai, it's Shabsoisai Tishmayru. Shabsoisai is Gematria, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's 1,118. Because that's what Shabbos is all about. How the Hashem Elokeinu is really Hashem Echad. That's the revelation of Shabbos. So Shabsoisa is Gematria, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Okay, let's just clarify one point, and then we could, I think, take this to the end. Zul and Zevi. Josh? You alright? We talked about the Ramban and Parshas Yisro, the Pshat and the Ramban, that we looked at Ava and we looked at Yira, and we realized, and Rav Hutner taught us, that it's simplistic to just think love and awe. We have to think about the feelings and the mindset, the frame of mind that's activated by those feelings. I just want to point out in a similar vein, when we talk about Hashem does good, and sometimes Hashem does what seems to us to be ra, that's a similar thing that we have Ava and Yira. The good of Hashem is represented by Hashem's wanting to give, to connect with us. Suffering and Ra, that's referred to in the Ramchal and Derech Hashem and other places, that's referred to as Hashem looking away from us. V'anochi haster aster. Hashem will draw back. The whole Teichecha is I will hide myself from you. That's Hashem pulling back. And Hashem's not shining His countenance on us, so then we suffer. So that's just an interesting parallel. That when we talk about the idea of giving, connecting, or making gvulim, setting lines, that's another way of talking about that is also Hashem being mashpia, His goodness, His ha'aras panim, or the ra that comes into the world is a result of Hashem not being mashpia, His ha'aras panim. V'anochi haster aster, I will hide my face. That's why I put together in the next paragraph, the first line, B'Shabbos mis'achdin ha'toiv v'hanesina im hadin v'ha'agbala. Right, and Shabbos is a time where we have an understanding of how, that's why I put the two together. Goodness and giving are the same midah as judgment and hagbala, setting limits. And this is an amazing thing that Rav Hutner points out. Shabbos, let me just back up another half a second. So that means that when we say that on Shabbos we have a tfisa of how Hashem's goodness and Hashem sometimes what seems like not goodness are really one midah, it's really a tfisa and something that's really beyond our comprehension. It's a tfisa of how Hashem's making, drawing lines, creating limitations, hiding His face, is really Him reaching out to me. That's amazing. When you put all the vocabulary in, it's an amazing thing. It's two opposite things. And Shabbos is a day, Shabbos and La'atzad Lavo in its full glory, is a day that we have a tefisa of when Hashem takes that step back, that He's really taking a step forward. It's an amazing thing. So let's look at what Shabbos is. Astounding. Shabbos is a creation. Chazal called Menucha of Shabbos. The Menucha of Shabbos is a Bria. What did Hashem create on Shabbos? Menucha. Hashem created the resting of Shabbos. It's a Bria. It's a creation. It's called a Bria. A creation. A creation is a positive thing. You go and create something. How is the Menucha of Shabbos created? Vayechulu Hashemayim ve'oras v'choltzo v'yech. By stopping. The creation called Shabbos, the active creation called Shabbos, was created by stopping, by Yishbois. Hashem stopped, and that brought in the Kedusha of Shabbos. Hashem stopped creating the world. Omar lo olam haydai. He stopped the creation, He ended the creation of the world, and that's what brought about. If Hashem hadn't ended the creation of the world, we would never have Shabbos. By ending the creation, by doing an action of dai, of gvul, of stopping, He created a day called Shabbos. That putting together into one package, the making a gvul, the stopping, and the creation of something new, that's what Shabbos is. Hashem created a gvul, that He stopped creating the world, and that created Shabbos. Hashem stopped the creation, and that created a Kedushas Shabbos. That's because, as we found so many times over the last few years in this Chaburah, that's because the context, the taichen of what Shabbos is reflected in the way that it came about. Since Shabbos is a day that we have a taste of a world of how Hashem pulling back, being master Himself, making gvulin, is really him stepping forward and create and connecting to me. So that when it's a taste of a world, and when Hashem takes a step back, he's really taking a step forward. I just don't understand that. So the way he created that day is by stopping. And that created, that made it an active creation of Menucha. Menucha means to not do anything. Why do Chazal call it a Bria? It's an amazing thing. It's called that Hashem actively created Shabbos by stopping. That stira, that's really the whole essence of Shabbos.
So does that keep on creating and saying eventually you have to stop?
Why do you have to stop?
And you keep on creating stuff?
Why?
That's really interesting.
Think about it a little. There's more to talk about over there, but I'm not going to go into that now. Okay, so that's what Shabbos is all. Is this part clear until here? Should we be clear? Yochanan? Gedalia? You okay? Now it's incredible. We have on Shabbos, we have mitzvahs asei, zachar asei on Shabbos, doing, connecting. We have also mitzvahs leis asei, 39 malachas, we're not allowed to do. Don't do, draw back, draw the line. On Shabbos, they were given together. Shomer v'zachar v'dibur echad. They were given together. Because Shabbos is a day that we're able to taste how the drawing back and the drawing close are the same hanhaga. So therefore the mitzvah of Shomer and the mitzvah of Zachar were given b'dibur echad. Shomer v'zachar b'dibur echad at the same second, because there's no stira between them. The mechitza between them is taken out on Shabbos. We don't know what this means in reality. Like, how does that affect our Shabbos? As far as we're concerned, there's the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos and the mitzvah leis saseh of Shabbos. But Rav Huttner writes here a sentence that, as much as it's beyond us, as much as the sentence is beyond us for us to taste such a thing, but it's sometimes even when we read about something that's beyond us, it gives us a certain taste. A certain taste of the greatness of a day. And he says, Ki kol oivdei Hashem, all servants of Hashem, he's talking about big tzaddikim here, v'nishmasam, in their neshama, margishim es zen ne'emono be'oimek daitam. They feel this with clarity in the depth of their das. Every oivdei Hashem, every tzaddik, every big tzaddik, every gadol, when he has Shabbos, he feels this clearly. That they are tasting the isurim shel Shabbos, in the isurim, in the loisase, in the negative, in the holding back of Shabbos, they taste also gam es tam ha'ava, also the taste of a mitzvah sase. Ube mitzvah yisrael shel Shabbos, on Shabbos, the big gedolim, when they do a mitzvah of Shabbos, they make kiddush on Shabbos, they also taste tayam heim gam es tam ha'ira. I don't know what that means. I wish when I did it, I was able to taste the tam ha'ava. Forget about the tam ha'ira. But this is what he says. You know, they say it's not an interesting thing. Rav Huttner was a genius and a master, and the tremendous, his heart and his mind together were tremendous masters in being able to figure out that, you know, this is just a small taste what we're learning tonight. The depths of many, many, many things in Torah. He says kol oivdei Hashem, he doesn't just mean people who have his mahalach, people who know machshava, people who learn Haggadah. He doesn't mean that. He means every oivdei Hashem. And I've heard stories of gedolim that would say to people, this is the das Torah on a certain thing. You want to know what to do? Like Rav Shach, others. You want to know what to do? Do such and such. You want to know why? Ask Rav Huttner. There was a certain story about a certain product that came out. They wanted to know if they could use it or not use it. I don't remember the details. Somebody, I think it was Rav Shach, I don't remember, one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, somebody went to him and he said, I'm telling you that this is the right thing to do. If you want to know why, you go to Rav Huttner. So that means that, that's a very, very important story. Because what that means is that the fact that one gadol was able to express into words that we can understand certain feelings, it doesn't mean that those gedolim that were gedolim in Gemara and in Paiskim, you know, Limedim, it doesn't mean that they didn't have those same feelings with all the sweetness of those feelings. Certain gedolim were given this unique talent. Their role was that they were able to express it to us. That's why it's so interesting to find in the Pachad Yisroel, all Oivdei Hashem taste this thing. And I wonder how many people, bigger people than us, read this Pachad Yisroel and said, that's why I feel that way. We're putting to define something that Kol Oivdei Hashem Margishim. Oivdei Hashem are Margishes. We don't know what this means. We're not yet on a Madrega to feel Shabbos. But Oivdei Hashem are Margish, this unique thing. When they do a mitzvah of Shabbos, they feel those feelings that they usually only relate to in terms of a loisase. And when they hold themselves back, when they don't brush their hat off, when they don't fix the light on Shabbos, they feel, in holding themselves back, they feel those feelings that they feel when they shake a lulu, when they do a positive thing. That mixture of feelings is because Shabbos is a day that the bonding, the pulling close, the being mashpia, and the drawing back are not a steerer to each other. How that's true, that's beyond our comprehension now. But that is true, that's what we learn to understand tonight.
You skip this part of the Hanukkah show?
Oh, I'm going to get back to it. I skipped a line here. So that's what we say by Kabbalah Shabbos. Zachar v'shamar b'dibur echad. Zachar v'shamar was said with one dibur. Why? Why was it said with one dibur? It was said with one dibur because really the tov and the ra is really all one Hashem. You think there's two hanogas here? It's really one Hashem. That's the connection. Hishmiyanu keil hamiyuchad. The Hashem echad. Hashem who's one told me that Zachar v'shamar b'dibur echad. And then he goes on. Hashem echad u'shma echad. That's what we say. Vayoyim ahu yiyeh, Hashem echad, u'shma echad. That's the description of what's going to be lost at Lavai. So that's the hemet. L'shem u'seferes l'sila is the greatness of when we heard the words Shamar v'zachar. But suddenly it's not just haphazard things about echad. It's obvious. This is not... It's obvious now. I don't even have to explain. Shamar v'zachar v'dibur echad, hishmiyonu keil hamiyuchad, Hashem echad, u'shma echad. Pshat. Now, of course, it has to sing. I was thinking that this is also pshat in what we say v'shamru. We say it Shabbos day, we make kiddush. V'shamru. You alright? V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. And Klal Yisrael kept Shabbos. Is that aseis or lois aseis? It's lois aseis, right? Shamar. So what's the next word? Lasoi says Shabbos to do. Wait, it's to not do. If you want to describe doing Shabbos, so say Zachru b'nei Yisrael es Shabbos. Why do we say Shamru b'nei Yisrael es Shabbos lasoi? We should say Vezachru b'nei Yisrael es Shabbos lasoi es Shabbos. The active creating of Shabbos, that's the mitzvah says. No, not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, even in the Vishamru, there's a lasoi. Vishamru b'nei Yisrael is a Shabbos. La'asayis is a Shabbos of the Rezim. Activity, action, is la'asayis. This is asay. We relate even to the Vishamru, even to the lois asay. Okay. So we explained that in Avodas Hashem there are two feelings. There's a feeling of connecting, of understanding, and there's a feeling of drawing back and not understanding. There's two hanhogas by Hashem. One of them activates one of those feelings by us, and one of them activates the other. There's a feeling, sometimes, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a tzaddik, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives someone who davens for it, a big yeshua. Someone was in a situation, someone was very sick, for example. And he davened, and he got completely better. Tzadik v'toivoy. A tzadik, Generally, it's a tzaddik, he davened, he turned to Hashem, v'tovle, and he was answered. Or sometimes, you know, when you see Saddam Hussein being pulled out of a hole, you see, it's clear, Rasha v'raloi. He's a Rasha, and it's bad for him. It's a clear anaga. It's clear. Rasha v'raloi. It's exciting. Exciting to see it. It's exciting to experience the Rasha v'raloi. But sometimes, and in our world, often, we see the opposite. We see something that the biggest people in history couldn't understand. We see tzaddik v'raloi. We hear people say when something terrible happens to a person, he doesn't deserve that this should happen to him. I don't know if you're allowed to say that, because Hashem did it. But the feeling is still true. He's a tzaddik. How could a bad thing happen to him? How could bad things happen to good people? And sometimes you see people that are the biggest rishayim in the world, and they just live wealthy, happy, growing. The biggest rishayim in the world, evil people. They're evil people. Tzaddik v'raloi, Rasha v'tovle. What does Hashem have in mind there? What's the pshat in that? Do we have an understanding of that? So when we see tzaddik v'tovle and Rasha v'raloi, when we see good things happen to a good person and bad things happen to a bad person, that's what makes us want to sing to Hashem. From the joy of feeling that closeness to Him, we understand that hanhaga. That makes sense to us. We understand that. When we see sometimes bad things happen to good people and good things happen to bad people, then our reaction is different. Then someone with emunah realizes. Someone who doesn't have emunah uses it to ask all kinds of questions on Hashem. But someone with the proper emunah uses this to say, my father says every once in a while, he says, and people ask him, why did Hashem do this and why did Hashem do that? So my father says, I don't want a God that I can understand. That He's not a God. In other words, when things happen that we don't understand, that's what reminds us. Hashem is much higher than us. He doesn't ask us for our opinion before He does something. Hashem is a higher hanhaga, a higher sense of what the world needs and what's good for the world that we cannot even begin to comprehend. That activates a certain awe inside of us. A certain what's called nesiga la'achar, taking a step back. Wow! By the simcha of the Binyan HaMishkan, the sons of Aaron get killed. That's tzaddik v'raloi. Wow! The greatness of Hashem. Hashem is chishba. We know everything Hashem does is good, and this just doesn't make sense. That inspires me to realize how great Hashem is. It's beyond my comprehension. It's a God that I can't understand. This that we discussed before, that there's an inyan to be like Hashem, we're only supposed to be like Hashem in tzaddik v'tovle and rasha v'raloi. Hashem's hanhaga that we don't understand, we're not told to be like. This is the opposite of what I said before. I said before that everything that we do has a reflection by Hashem. But not everything that Hashem does has a reflection by us. Because Hashem has certain hanagas, a certain way of behaving, that's beyond our comprehension. There's no such a thing by us to do bad to a tzaddik. There's no such a thing. In the whole Judaism, there's no such a thing as doing bad to a tzaddik. And there's no such a thing as doing good to a rasha. That doesn't mean that we don't do chesed, but it means that we don't reward rishus. There's no such a thing as rewarding. There's no such a thing. And these things could happen in this country, you can imagine. A guy is put on trial. He's a murderer. He should be killed. And we have Rachmanis on him. There's no such a thing. We are very clear. Tzaddik v'tzaydloi. You're a tzaddik, it'll be good. All the benefits. Rasha v'raloi. You do something bad, there's consequences. Very clear. What about Hashem's anaga of tzaddik v'raloi? That's Hashem's business. I don't understand that. That's what reminds me that Hashem is above and beyond, that I'm above, that I'm nothing next to Hashem. He has a much more hekif of what the world needs than I can possibly understand. Shabbos, as we said, is a time of achdus. Shabbos is a time that we La'asid Lavi is not going to be tzaddik v'raloi anymore. La'asid Lavi, we're going to understand, just like we understand Hashem doing good to the tzaddik, it's going to be just as clear that the bad that was done to the tzaddik wasn't bad. this mystery of the tzaddik v'ra'loi, this awe of the tzaddik v'ra'loi, is gonna become to us, is gonna become synonymous, is gonna work together with the joy of tzaddik v'toivloi. Okay, that's clear. So now, imken, the mizmor sheli yom haShabbos has very much to do with Shabbos. Mizmor sheli yom haShabbos, the ikar point of it, b'froyach rishayim kama yesef, rishayim sprout like grass, b'yotzitzu kol paya le'oven, and all the people who do bad things grow, they come out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy them forever. V'ata morim Hashem, and you are so high, Hashem. You have such a greatness, Hashem. The reality, the clarity, that all the good things that are happening to Rishon, the whole purpose is lihisham demadayad. The purpose is, we don't understand how that makes any sense, but the whole purpose of the growth, the flourishing of Rishon, is just to bring about their ultimate destruction. It's all part of the ra that belongs to Rishon. It's just to bring about their ultimate destruction. And tzaddik v'tzaddik hatama yifrach ke'eres balavona yizge, the tzaddik will like a palm tree will grow and will flourish, and shesulim beveis Hashem, and even as they get old they'll still be strong and vibrant. That's tzaddik v'tovloi. So mizmor sheli yom haShabbos is about the understanding that the Rishon flourish, but the end is going to be ra for them. In the end, we're going to understand how everything is part of the story of their einish. And tzaddikim may seem to suffer, but the end of the story is going to be tzaddik atam al yifrach ke'eres balavon and yizga. I'm going to get back to this in a minute. That's the pshat of the Yalkut Shemayni. Everything about Shabbos is doubled. That's right. Because Shabbos is about that the two hanogas that exist in the world are one. Shabbos is doubled. And he says, Zachar v'shamar is one of the doublings, and the other doubling is Mizmor Shir. Okay, so now let's break down Mizmor and Shir. We'll see the same thing again. Shir is pashut. Shir is a song. And something wonderful happens, you sing a song. When you love someone, you sing them a song, or you sing a song about them. Song. Sing a song to Hashem. Mizmor, Rafutner says, I'm not sure how to fit this in. It's a many Mizmorim into Helen, to be honest with you. But Mizmorim says, it seems like they should say Shir, and they say Mizmor, it seems like they should say Mizmor and Shir. But we'll start from here. We'll follow with Ravutna's beer over here, and Amir Tashem will be zeichah to understand all the Mizmarim. Mizmar, he said, the word Mizmar means to sing. Mizmar also has another definition. Does anybody know what it is?
No.
To prune. Mizmar means to cut. That's very odd that the word to sing should have the same word as the word, like, sizmar is not to, it's to prune. To be zaymer is to prune. Zaymer v'tzarech le'etzem is to prune. To cut off is the same thing as to sing? What does that mean? So Zachter Futner, the song of Zmiris, of Zemer, is a song of, I don't understand you, Hashem. You're so great, you're beyond me, I'm completely bottled to you. That's what that song is. It's a song that comes from a realization of how great Hashem is. How cut off we are. How low we are compared to Hashem. And that's a summon of Zemuda, that's a great song. Like I quoted from my father, it's a great Hashem that we're bottled to. But that's what the song is. The song of the Zemer is not a song of connecting with Hashem, but it's a song of the realization of how disconnected we are. Zmira. And on Shabbos, we have the Hakara of both. We have the Hakara, we taste at the same time the closeness to Hashem of Shir and the awe of Hashem of Zemer together. That's what we keep talking about. The two Hanhagas come together. Mizmor Shir. The two Hanhagas drawn together. So that's Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, and that's what the Medrash puts together. Zachar V'Shomer was said together, that's on our end, the doing and the holding back, and it's because of, and Shirasa is Kafel. That's the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanoga that we can connect with, that we can draw close to, and then the aspects of His Hanoga that we're drawn away from, which usually are two separate things that we can't put together, but on Shabbos, they're misachid. Okay. Let's go to the next pasuk. That's Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Okay. Toiv lehoides l'Hashem. It's good to thank Hashem. Uvezamer l'shimcha elyon. Let me just say one very cute thing, I think, that Rav Hunter puts in when he's talking about Yiras Shamayim. He says that Ava is the wanting to draw close, and Yira is the pulling back. He makes a gevaldig ha'ara. If you're familiar with Chazalin and Psukim and even the Sfarim, Yira from Hashem, sometimes we refer to it as Yiras Hashem, but very often referred to as Yiras Shamayim. Ava from Hashem is very often referred to as Avas Hashem. It's never referred to as Avas Shamayim. You ever heard that phrase? Avas Shamayim? Yochanan, you ever heard of Avas Shamayim? There's no such a thing. So how come on Yira we call it Yiras Shamayim, but on Ava we call it Avas Hashem? So he says like this, Yira means I'm in such awe that I'm pulling back. I don't even want to say Hashem. I say Shamayim. It's miyad. When I talk about Yira, I use the midah of Yira. Shamayim. It's like a certain awe, like not even wanting to touch Hashem's name. Yiras Shamayim. Ava is the drawing close. Is the part of Hashem's Hanaga that we identify with. So there we draw close. Avas Hashem. Yiras Shamayim. That's the two things. I think the same thing is true in this pasuk. Toiv lehoidos l'Hashem ulezamer l'shimcha elyon. This is the beginning of a mizmar that's discussing the two sides. The Ava, the Yira. The Zachar, the Shamar. So the first part of the pasuk is discussing the Ava part. Toiv lehoidos l'Hashem. It's good to thank Hashem. Like when Hashem does good things, when Hashem is mashpia toiv, when Hashem takes care of us, we thank Hashem. Ulezamer, that's when I sing to Hashem about the things I don't understand. Like Mizmor LeDavid Bevarchem Ipnei Avshalom Binoi, the things I don't understand. Ulezamer, to sing L'Shimcha, to your name, I don't even say Hashem's name. To your name. Elyon, who's so high. Hashem, who's so high. That's the feeling of Zemer. Hashem, who's beyond, who's Elyon. When I'm moided to Hashem, I say I'm moided to Hashem. Because that part of Hashem is clear. I can connect with that. Ulezamer l'shimcha elyon, to your name, which is high, exalted, I don't have a tfisa of. That's the beginning, that's the second pasuk. Now when Chazal said to say Emes v'yatzev in the morning, and Emes v'emunah in the afternoon, and in the evening, I'm sorry, the pshat is that we say, the pshat is like this, we say every morning and every night Shema Yisrael, and that means that there's one Hashem, the good things that happen come from one Hashem, the bad things that happen come from the same Hashem. But in the morning is a time where we contemplate and focus on the Toiv of Hashem, because that's what morning is, like we discussed, Vayi Erev, Vayi Boker. Morning is a man of focusing on the Chesed of Hashem. And the night is a time where we realize the same Hashem is the one who sends us to Golos and keeps us alive in Golos. And Emirat Hashem, we have Emunah that the darkness of Golos will end, just like the night ends every night. And that's part of our Kriya Shema. The same Kriya Shema we say in the morning when we're referring to Hashem of Chesed is the same Kriya Shema we say at night when we discuss Golos and Tzar. It's the same Kriya Shema. Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echad. And Chazal told us if you want to be Yitzed fully, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echad, then in the morning discuss the aspect of Hashem that's Chesed, that's the appropriate time for that, and in the evening discuss the Chesed of Hashem, the aspect of Hashem that's Din, that's Emunah in the future. That's the appropriate time for that. But the Shairish of that, of both of those things, the place that pulls them together is Shabbos. So the next pasuk in this Mashiach, Lahagid Baboiker Chazdecha, that's Meramis to Emes V'Yatzir, Ve'emunascha Valeilois, that's Meramis to Emes V'emuna. The things that we talked about tonight are very, very, very complex things, very difficult things, and one gets a sense, I definitely felt it when I was preparing it, one gets a sense that he's barely touching the surface of these things. There's a tremendous depth. Who can fathom the depth of these types of divrei Torah? And still it's important to learn this. And the reason is because there's a very, very strong halacha l'mais here, something that we can gain from Shabbos. Last time we spoke about the ruach of Shabbos, honoring Shabbos properly. Tonight I want to talk about what we can get from Shabbos. Life is not simple. Life is not simple. And as a person goes through life, a person experiences very, very joyous and wonderful events and occasions. And a person also has difficulties, frustrations, tsar, yisurim, difficulties. Every single person has their package that they carry through life, their difficulties, their frustrations, everybody. That's part of Olam Hazeh, that's part of Golos. Everybody has their Emes V'Yatzivs, everyone has their Emes V'Emunas. And we see from here that Shabbos is a time that we can somehow, without logically understanding it, with our Emunah, with our Bitachon, with our focusing on Shabbos, we can draw strength and build our Emunah that it's the same loving Hashem. That when Hashem pulls back, He's really drawing close. That Kol Mada Oved Rachmano, L'tav Oved. Everything Hashem does is L'tav. And it's a weekly thing, Shabbos. It's a weekly thing. It's such a matana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself calls Shabbos a matana. Hashem tells Moshe, the Gemara on Shabbos says, Matana Tov Yeshli B'Beis Genozai. I have a good matana in my treasure house for Klal Yisrael, and I want to give it to them, and it's called Shabbos. According to what we learned tonight, you just begin to fathom the greatness of the present. Shabbos is a day, even in this relatively dark world, compared to what's going to be Lo Asid Lavei. It is tragedies. Sometimes we hear about terrible, terrible tragedies. There's frustrations, there's disappointments, there's difficulties. There's Aliyahs and Yeridahs. We sometimes disappoint ourselves. Every week, Hashem gives us a day that we can strengthen ourselves, that's Tayv L'Haydes L'Hashem, and at the same time, L'Zayimah L'Shem Chayolion, that we can sing to Hashem without understanding Him. We can sing to Hashem that we don't understand Him. That we recognize how great He is, and that we recognize the Tayv of it, and that there's no stira, there's no two Hashems. People sometimes, it's such a mistake, people sometimes, if it's a tkufa in their life that Hashem gives them something difficult, they feel like estranged from Hashem. They feel like they have this picture, it's such a goyish thing, of an angry God. And there's no such a thing. No such a thing. It's Tov L'Haydes L'Hashem U'L'Zamer L'Shem Chayim. Mizmer Shir L'Yayim HaShabbos. L'Asad, we're only going to say a Tov HaMeitiv, and we're not holding there now. Right now, when there's Din, we feel Din, and when there's Tov, we feel Tov. But Shabbos is a time that we could taste. We could try to taste. We could try to be Mechazik ourselves. That it's one Hashem. And there's one Hanoga. And the same Hashem that gives us all good things is the same Hashem that gives us the difficult things. With love. With love. With chesed. It's really a Tov HaMeitiv. And we can't begin to understand sometimes how it's a Tov HaMeitiv. But Shabbos is a day that I can connect with that. We don't want to waste a Shabbos. We don't want to waste a Kabbalah Shabbos. An opportunity for us, for our own self, selfishly. It's an opportunity for us to step into a different world, a world of a better bond with Hashem, a world of a greater understanding of Hashem. We're not holding by the Madrega of His Kolev de Hashem ben Nishmasa Margishin. When we do this, we feel this, we're not holding there. But maybe at least overall, you know, if we take to heart this Divrei Torah, we could try to just feel whatever we can feel on Shabbos. To daven a Shabbos davening the way we're supposed to daven, and to have a Shabbos suda, and to appreciate that we're eating a Shabbos suda. The Mishnah Berurah brings, I think that I was discussing before, the Mishnah Berurah brings that all the foods that we eat are meramis to foods that we're going to eat lasad lavai. The fish is meramis to the livyasan. The meat is meramis to the shor habor, whatever that is, but some kind of remis to some kind of schar lasad lavai. And the wine is another remis. The schar lasad lavai refers to yayin hameshumer, a certain type of wine that Hashem is saving for us. All these descriptions of the chesed and the schar that's going to come lasad lavai, that's what we eat. But we eat. My Rosh Hashiva, when I was by his house for Shabbos the first time, he told me, we're eating emunah now. We're eating, we're chewing, swallowing emunah. The fish is meramis to this asad lavai. There's an asad lavai. And that asad lavai, it's going to become clear. There is no two hanagas by Hashem. It's one hanaga. In this world, we don't see it, but at least on Shabbos, maybe we can smell it.